Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the upcoming full moon that's occurring on August 12th, 2022. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading to take a closer look at your own numerology and your own energy associated with those vibrations, book some time with me. I would love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so for this illumination, we are working with quite heavily the energies of the 17-8 and the 12-3. And so I'm going to break it down again collectively, which we are all a part of the collective. So we will feel the influence in some way, or we will hold space for someone who's feeling the influence in some way. And then I'm going to take a closer look at each individual life path number. So collectively, we are working with the energies of the 3 and the 8 most predominantly. So life force creation energy that's begging to be channeled into something physical and tangible in a big way. So again, 3 being the creation energy, creative life force that wants to be expressed. An 8 energy that sort of brings the power dynamic, that brings the physicality to whatever this is. And so the idea being the 3 energy, the 8 being bringing it into physical form. So this could be quite literal, such as having a baby or like inception of a baby or, you know, starting that process, whatever the case may be. Or it could be the beginning or the culmination, because again, this is a full moon, or the birth of a big creative idea or project that you've been working on. So this can translate in so many different ways. Maybe you've been carrying around an idea or inspiration, and now the people, the places, the things sort of surface to assist you in bringing that idea or that dream into reality. Because again, just think of like, 3 is the inspiration. 3 is the creative, it's that creative life force, but it's like a feeling. It's inspiration, right? It's more ethereal. The 8 energy is very physical. It's very ambitious. It's goal oriented. So you couple these two together and there's something big and creative. There's some kind of life force energy that wants to be molded into something very physical, very tangible, that can be a solution or can be utilized by a greater population. This is not small energy where it's like meant to only be consumed by self or sort of expressed only for the sole purpose of self. This is, again, very big, expansive, meant to be felt by the masses or a greater population energy, right? And it comes down to your own creative idea, your own creative inspirations, and how that translates for you and how you can move it into the physical in some way. So this is really powerful, big energy. And this is so supportive for, again, bringing those dreams, those inspirations into the reality, into the 3D physical plane. This energy, especially coupled with the 8, or because it's coupled with the 8, this is all about, again, 3D physical assistance, realizing an idea or a dream, right? Something that you want to create. So in astrology, what's interesting, and I say it's interesting, but the astrology and the numerology a lot of times correlate. There's a lot of synergy there. And so that's why I always say, like, if you get a numerology reading, make sure you're also getting an astrology reading and vice versa, because it just opens so many doors. In astrology, this moon falls within the sign of Aquarius, so we can also sort of feel the push to think unconventionally or to think outside the box in a way that takes the needs of the greater good into consideration. So both the 8 and the 3, again, are big, ambitious energies, and they are meant to be expressed in ways that, again, are going to have some kind of greater impact potentially on others. So typically I would say if this was just 3 energy, then it would be energy that would potentially just want to be, it's that creative life force energy that simply wants to be expressed for business, for pleasure, for self, whatever, as a hobby, whatever. However, For those using this energy to create in the physical form an idea or, you know, whatever the case may be, have fun in the process, of course, right? Like that's, if you're not taking inspired action, then you're taking action out of obligation, and that sort of diminishes that life force process, right? That life force creative process. So with the energy of the eight, again, this is looking to land in a way that is associated with business, money, solutions, power or influence, but not in a like a dominating way, not in a manipulative way. This is looking again to like, you know, equalize power or balance power or redistribute power or whatever the case may be. Because think of like taking that big creative idea and moving it into something tangible that has the potential to be a solution for not only self, but others as well. This also is going to bring into focus, because it's that eight energy, empowerment, right? So maybe you're creating something, maybe you're bringing something into the reality that is not only empowering for self, but empowering, potentially empowering for others as well. Think like resources and so on, right? And so anything that eight energy really has to, that really has influence over. Now, eight energy is also incredibly spiritual. It's very connected to a higher consciousness, to the spiritual realm. But really for these purposes, I do feel like, because we have this three energy that we're working with, which is also very connected, it's very spiritual, it's very ethereal, because it's married with the eight under this illumination, this is, again, bringing a inspiration or creative idea into the physical. And making it, having integrity behind it, to where it's not just for selfish purposes, where it's not just to serve self, right? There's something bigger at play here. And we're also in a six universal year. So again, nurturing, community are all kind of like really taken into place here. So this all plays together. This has the potential to be a very big, influential full moon. So again, there's often a very tangible, practical, and goal associated with eight energy. And so that's why I say there's something here where it's not just simply for pleasure. Like, you should get pleasure out of this process, but it's there's meant to be more to the goal, right? To the end vision. So again, this is a full moon. So it will bring things to culmination now, or it will shine an enormous spotlight on what you have been missing out on, or like what you're missing when it comes to getting started on whatever this is, or making whatever this is happen, right? It's kind of like the Four of Cups. I'm just getting an image of like the Four of Cups in tarot, where it's like you're so focused on something, and this is going to illuminate sort of that missing puzzle piece that's going to help you to get started, or help you to like make big strides in accomplishing whatever this is. And I would also say this is sort of like star energy in tarot. Again, like big dreams coming to reality. Like, but you have to put in the effort. Like, you're the conduit here. Like, you're the catalyst. You're the one who's going to like take the inspiration and make it into something, make it into a reality, right? So it's not like something like that, it's just a gift from the universe. Like, here you go. You have to do the work. Like, you have to say yes to this. You have to show up to it. You have to be persistent. You have to keep showing up to it, to make that dream a reality, right? Like, you are the missing puzzle piece, basically, which, yeah. So maybe you're the fourth cup, right? You are the missing link. Anyway, so this moon will highlight for you maybe where it is that you've been procrastinating, or just convincing yourself that you're not ready, or that you can't do it, or whatever the case may be. And so it's going to be up to you to kind of work with that mindset or those mindsets to shift that energy, so that you can step into this believing that you're capable of it, and taking that first step, because that's always what it ultimately always comes down to, is taking that first step. If you don't get started, it's not going to get done, right? Like, that's just the way it works. Someone else may do it, but they're not going to do it the way that you would do it. So if you want whatever this is, and you want it to be done, and, you know, according to your vision and with the integrity behind that vision, you have to take the first step. You have to put in the effort. And this energy is so supportive for this. So this 12-3 energy will also bring the reminder of sort of like cause and effect. Often whatever happens is a result of an individual's own choice or decision. So either conscious or unconscious, right? So reality is illusion and illusion is reality. So point being, if you sit through all of this beautiful energy with a negative mindset, replaying all the reasons why you can't do something or why you aren't good enough or whatever the case may be, whatever we tell ourselves, right? You know, to get started, to keep ourselves from getting started, then guess what? You will be right. And you won't do anything and you won't accomplish what it is that your soul is trying to get you to accomplish. So don't ever forget how incredibly powerful you are with not only your own like sort of expansiveness and your freedom, but also within your own barriers and restrictions. You have just as much power in your expansiveness, in your creativity, in, you know, stepping into purpose, in all of those things. You have all of that power, all of that empowerment, but you are just as powerful when it comes to your own barriers and your own restrictions. So be really mindful of that and use that power wisely, right? Especially with this energy. So this 12-3 energy helps us to sort of find ways in which to bring conflicting polarities together in a really harmonious way. So this is just, like I said, in astrology, you know, I'm an Aquarius moon. And so this is a very personal moon for me, but this is just such beautiful energy, such big, powerful energy, especially for creating something, for bringing something to life. So yeah, if there's that idea or that inspiration that you've been talking yourself out of, or you've really wanted to do, or whatever the case may be, this energy is really going to assist you in that. You just have to get started. You have to take the first step, right? And then continue to take those steps. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at your life path number. Life path number 11-2. So this illumination could bring major change in status. All of that is very possible at this time for you all now. Of course, this is a general reading, so it's not going to be relevant for everyone, but it's for 11 energy, it is very potent. So for instance, you could be single and you couple up at this time. You could be, you know, not be a parent, but then you become a parent. You could change your name because of like marriage or something like that, or divorce, or because you just simply want to change your name. You could see a change in location. Perhaps you're getting engaged now. So you go again from being like a couple to being, fiancés, I don't know, right? So you could, at work, you could get a promotion. And so your status or your title changes because of that. You name it. If it has to do with some kind of, again, change in status, change in title, change in experience, something like that, but that's like sort of a significant change, that is all possible at this time. And again, it really has to do with self, like identity, like what you identify, like how you identify as in the world type thing, how you present yourself, how people know you, that sort of thing. So there's a very strong potential for 11s to go through some kind of change in identity at this time. And it also, I do want to mention too, like it can be like a more superficial level, right? Like it can be like more like how people see you or perceive you or whatever the case may be, but it can also be sort of an up-leveling or a change in status, quote unquote, from within. So like maybe there's some kind of major awakening that you move through and learn more about yourself, to where you actually really see yourself and your experience very differently. That is all very possible under this illumination. This illumination can bring a lot of these things to light. And again, it's like, it's a full moon. So there is this element of like it being a culmination. So this could be like, maybe it's been building for you to propose and now is the time and you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. Or you've been talking about starting a family and so you begin that process, right? So or you've been talking about making changes within yourself or for yourself for some time, and now you set that in motion. That's all very, very possible. Again, it could show up in a myriad of ways, but there's something here about some big transformation or change when it comes to, again, identity or status or, you know, whatever. So this can be a period, again, of big, exciting new starts within your life and within your physical experience and with your identity. So how, again, how you present yourself to the world, how people perceive you, how you experience the world, and finding your voice in a sense as well, because again, it's kind of like where maybe you have lost yourself in others throughout your journey. This is going to be a time, I think, where it's like you really stepping into yourself and your truth. And again, this is a general reading, so it's not going to be for everyone, but it's like the universe will present situations or experiences for you to be able to do that, right? For you to, you have a choice, obviously, but for you to be able to step into something that feels really aligned with who you are internally. Do you know what I'm saying? Like where you're not doing something to accommodate somebody else or to please somebody else or to live by somebody else's expectations or standards, but this is what you want. This feels aligned and you're going after it, right? And perhaps that process includes some kind of a status change. So it could be that you're in a relationship that isn't working and it's to the point now where it's like you are making a change. And so you go from being coupled to being single, to then move into a direction that is more aligned with what you want and what you want for your future. But it can go so many different ways because again, this is a general reading. So, but very possible again for major change when it comes to status, or again, major change within your identity in some way, or how you relate to something, or how you see things, a belief system, a mindset, again, and how you, you know, boundaries that you set and how you show up to things. So this can potentially be a very powerful full moon for 11s, but it's also that component because collectively we're dealing with that 8 and that 3 energy of creating something from inspiration into the physical, which is again, right up 11's alley. So you all are the inspirational leaders. So this is going to potentially be an opportunity for you to take that inspiration and do something with it and take that inspired action and really feel aligned with your 11 energy. So beautiful energy for 11s during this illumination. Pay attention to what comes up for you and the choices that you're presented with, and how those choices could potentially affect sort of the direction that you want to be moving towards, right? So big energy for 11s. Take advantage of it. All right. Take care, 11s. Bye for now.